Now, security preparations have been stepped up for the arrival of US President Joe Biden in Belfast tonight at the start of his visit to the island of Ireland. A section of one of the main roads in Belfast city centre has been closed off and large security gates and barriers have been put in place. Air Force One is expected to touch down at Belfast International Airport shortly after 9 o'clock tonight. Tomorrow, President Biden will formally open Ulster University's new €350 million Belfast campus for what will be his only official engagement in Northern Ireland. While at the university, he'll deliver a keynote address and is also expected to hold meetings with local politicians as well as youth groups and business organisations. We've been speaking to Professor Paul Bartholomew, Vice-Chancellor and President of Ulster University, who told us why the university was chosen as a key location for the Northern Ireland leg of President Biden's visit.
I think whenever these visits take place, there's some scouting that's done to, I think, look at some potential locations. I think ours is really persuasive, given what we stand for. We're a university, we're about transforming lives and futures. And I think that's a good match, both the aspirations of the Good Friday Agreement, which we're reflecting on, but also I think what politics is about more generally. So I think we looked to be a good venue from a philosophical point of view. I think we're bang in the middle of the city centre. And of course, we're a new building that signifies, you know, the future a bit more than the past, perhaps.
And the preparations for this visit, Paul, what's been involved? What contacts have you had with the White House and with everybody who's involved in putting this together?
Yes, that's extraordinary levels of cooperation required to pull something off like this. And I have to give credit to the staff here who have been working with those agencies, as you say, both in White House, State Department, PSNI, and so forth. And of course, we've got lots and lots of media around the place, literally around the place in terms of on the outside, but also many media inside. And that requires a lot of facilitation of data and power and so forth. So it's a really big undertaking for us, but one that we're really pleased and delighted even to do.
Reports suggest, though, maybe the opportunity that he'll have to meet local party leaders and perhaps encourage them a bit to try to get power sharing and government back up and running in Northern Ireland.
Well, sure, that's a current agenda, and he has a role to do, not just as a visiting president, but as a statesman of the world. We know well the United States' interest in Northern Ireland, and they've been really useful in that regard over the years. And I think there's clearly an opportunity through his address today to talk to that, and I'm sure he will.
Of course, he's in Northern Ireland to mark the 25th anniversary of the Good Friday Agreement. What has that accord meant for people like yourself, working with young people, working in the third level education sector? How has peace helped to transform that aspect of life in Northern Ireland?
Well, as someone who's been here since 2016, I didn't live through the Troubles, but I can tell you that we reflect heavily on the fact that the young people who come to university now were born after that agreement. And that really, when you think about that in the context, that's a really important thing to consider. We at Ulster University are absolutely about investing in the future, and we're just setting up a leadership program now as part of our commemorations and celebrations of the Good Friday Agreement to support 25 young people as Ulster graduates to be the leaders of the future. So we're very future looking. I stand here at the moment, literally standing in the building, which is made of glass. It's glass fronted, 22,000 square meters of glass. And I think that without the political stability that has come from the Good Friday Agreement, it's really unlikely that we would have relocated a campus of ours into the centre of Belfast and then fronted it with glass.
The Vice-Chancellor of Ulster University, Professor Paul Bartholomew. Well, following his visit to Northern Ireland, President Biden will travel to the Republic tomorrow, where one of his stop-offs will be in Dundalk. It's the second visit of a US president to the County Louth town following President Bill Clinton's visit there 23 years ago. Even before Dundalk was confirmed on Joe Biden's itinerary, the town was busy preparing for a possible visit. The preparations have been ongoing literally night and day. Joining us is Martin McElliott, who's Dundalk Town Centre Manager. Very good afternoon to you, Martin, and welcome to the programme. I'm not exaggerating when I say it's been literally night and day.
Yeah, literally night and day for the last 7 days. 14-hour shifts starting at 10 o'clock at night all the way through, you know. So I'm grateful that I actually have a great team that haven't complained. We're all very excited, to be fair. So at this stage, we're all happy to be working these hours just to make sure everything goes well.
So what preparations have you been involved in? What have you been doing? And what are you expecting from the visit tomorrow? Have you got an itinerary at this stage?
Well, at this stage, we still don't have the full itinerary, and everything's we're told within the next hour that we'll have a full list of everything that's actually going to happen. Some things have been changed along the way, so there's still scouting going on up and down the street as to where, why, and what time, so we're still ourselves a little bit in the dark in relation to that kind of stuff. But I suppose over the last number of weeks, we've been painting, we've been planting, we've been cleaning, re-cleaning, repainting, replanting. It's all hands on deck, really. So, ultimately, mm-hmm. We have our own work programme, but when moments like this happen, which are momentous, really, for places like Dundalk, I think everybody just puts the shoulders together and works towards what we have to actually do,
So, well, indeed, what are you hoping from the visit? What might be the spin-off? If you cast your mind back 23 years ago when Bill Clinton was in Dundalk, what kind of impact did that have?
Well, I suppose I was only a bystander back then. I think I was about 20 feet from the main stage, looking up at Bill in awe as a teenager, really. Little did I know I'd be playing the role that I'm playing today, to be fair. But Dundalk in general has changed dramatically, I suppose, since then, in terms of our relationship with everybody. Ultimately, we work. I think our main role is about regeneration and promoting business and perception within the actual town centre. So, what we're the spin-off for us is that over the last 10 years we've been working so hard, and we really now get a chance to stand on a world stage and show everybody how Dundalk has changed over this time. So mm-hmm. we're very excited about that opportunity.
Very good. Well, have a great day tomorrow, and thanks for talking to us, Martin McGelliott.
Thank you.
Talking to us from Dundalk.